your debt. Hallelujah. He paid a debt he didn't owe. But we owed a debt we couldn't pay. We needed someone to wash our sins away. Aren't you glad he paid your debt? Oh, I'm so glad he paid my debt. Hallelujah. It was a debt I couldn't pay. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bow your heads. Father, we're so grateful. We're honored to share from your word and the opportunity to share and preach your word. And thank you for this. All of these folks here and those who are listening some other venue, we thank you, Father, for the privilege, the high call and privilege of sharing from the mighty word of God. Father, thank you that your word is changing lives all over the world. First of all, your word has changed our lives, and your word is changing our lives. And tonight we declare we shall be changed by the mighty word of God. And so thank you for the word. Thank you for the good Holy Ghost. He's our helper tonight. Oh, the great helper is in the house tonight. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the mighty word. Speak to every situation. Speak a word to every person listening. Speak a word into every circumstance. Speak a word to every individual here. Speak a word, Father God, in the name of Jesus unto your people. And thank you for all that shall be wrought in our midst. Thank you for unction. Thank you for utterance in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing our pastors, Pastor and Mrs. Hagen. We thank you for them. Love them so dearly. And thank you for giving them to us. We honor you, Father, for giving us pastors like we have. So thank you for all that we've heard so far and all that we shall hear and see. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you can have your seat. Praise God. If you have your Bible, you go to Galatians chapter 3. Don't you appreciate Rich and all of those who led us in worship? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this is a great day, great time. How many of you have been having a good 4th of July? 4th of July, it's good to be in church. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for our independence as a nation. And as Pastor Marvin was saying, we thank God for our independence spiritually, our independence as a country, our independence spiritually. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. And all the fireworks we hear, they are, you know, representing the actual gun blasts and cannon blasts that were necessary for the freedom of our country. And of course, we know it was Jesus gave his life for our spiritual freedom, and his resurrection from the dead ensured that we have it. So praise God for that. Amen. The year would have been 2000, the year 2000. And I was on a cruise ship in the year 2000. And at that time, it was the biggest, baddest thing floating, something called the Voyager of the Seas. It had just come out really 1999, and this was the first ship that had come out that had an ice skating rink right in the middle of it, and they had all of these ice capades in there, and you could go ice skating right out there on the water in the middle of the Caribbean, you know, and a beautiful ship, and so we'd made purchase and were enjoying all of the festivities and excursions, and we had a late, you know, on a cruise ship, a lot of times they offer. They let you choose, do you want to eat early or late? When do you want to eat dinner? You can eat dinner early, like 6 p.m., or you can eat dinner late, like 8 p.m. And we chose a late eating for dinner, and we were coming in from excursions hungry every night. You'd be out there on the water all day or at the beach all day, and so we were coming back to the ship hungry. And then, you know, on a budget, not wanting to spend too much, we were trying to just be frugal and not spend extra money for a meal when we know we're going to have dinner. You know, you've got maybe an hour, you got an hour and a half till dinner, and so why go buy something and you know you've already paid for your dinner, you know. And so, but man, down on that ship, you know, and this ship was so beautifully designed, it looked like, you know, walking on that ship, it was so beautifully designed, looked like you're walking down Woodland Hills Mall. If you're walking down the mall, look like that, you know. And people were walking past us and they had croissant sandwiches. And the croissant, you could smell the bacon and the turkey and the croissant, and people were walking past us going the other way. They were coming from a bakery and we were going back to our room, but to get to the room, you had to go past the bakery, and the bakery was making the croissant sandwiches. And I was so tempted to buy one of those croissant sandwiches. And then I just said, no, we should just wait dinner. You know, you got about an hour, let's just wait. And so we just toughed it out Monday. And then, you know, on Tuesday, same thing. Get up back from an excursion and man, you're smelling the fresh bread and the croissant and the bacon and the turkey and the tomato. And you can see, I could almost see the cheese melting on the croissant as they were walking past me. And I thought, man, it's hard to resist that. And by Wednesday, I decided, look, forget the budget. Let's just go get some croissant sandwiches. Forget about dinner. Forget the budget. We'll just go get some. And so when I went in to get some, guess what they told me? I ordered some croissant sandwiches, and then they were on the little croissant. And they told me, when I went to pay for it, they said, you've already paid for it. It's part of your cruise package. I said, huh? They said, you already paid for all this. They said, you can have this anytime you want. You can come down here and get this anytime you want. I said, what about those homemade cookies? They said, that's all in there. I said, what about the pizza? It's all in there. They said, everything in here is all a part of your of what you've already paid for. And I thought, I've been going days. It's been 2 days. You thought I would have been starving. I thought, I've been going days, and I could have been in here eating croissant sandwiches that were already paid for. And you know, we sing that song, oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised my life up from the dead. But he paid it all. I like the way that song starts. Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. He paid for it. Amen. He paid for you and I to have some things. Amen. And we just ought to have that. We just ought to have what he paid for. I said, amen. And I know my mom and dad, they're both in heaven, but they both left me as executors of their will. And when they died, the moment they died, things that they had put in their will went into effect. For example, 40 years ago, my mom had me go buy her a clock. She paid for it, but she wanted me to get her this clock. And I think, Mom, I can't get that clock home. We don't have a truck. She had a little Camaro. And she wasn't about to rent a U-Haul or anything. She just said, you go find a way. Take my Camaro. Come back with the clock. And me and that guy were out there. That Camaro had a rounded roof, you know, and we're trying to tie this clock on. Oh, man. But I got it home, just like my mama said, you know. My mama loved that clock. She loved that clock. She could have been an interior decorator, my mom, you know. But I inherited that clock. That clock's in my house right now. My mama's clock. I remember when I look at that clock, I see myself running out there to the store thinking, Lord, how am I going to get this clock home? I have a big grandfather clock. That was my dad's clock. I inherited that when my dad died. I inherited his big grandfather clock. When I wind, you have to wind it every couple of days. You know, when I wind that, I think of my dad winding that. He loved to hear it chime. He loved the crescendo of the chimes resounding through the house. It was annoying to most of us. Like, can you shut that thing off? You know, but my dad loved that. And I love it now. I love the echo of it all, you know. And the moment that my mom died, the moment my dad died, you know, they're both in heaven, thank God. But their wills went into effect. And the moment Jesus died and rose again, his will went into effect. And you and I are tonight the recipients of an inheritance that's been fully paid for, that's been fully bought, that's been fully established. And it don't matter what nobody think about it. Jesus has paid the price. Now, my dad, one of the things my dad left, I inherited a GTO, a 2004 GTO. That thing was a hot rod. You know, my dad loved that. He loved to get you in the seat, and then he hit the gas, and the inertia and momentum of the acceleration pin you to the seat, you know. And my dad just loved that. He'd just crack up, you know. He'd get to the light. He'd hit that gas, you know. He just loved doing that. And if you weren't ready, you'd have to be ready. After a while, you just learn. You'd brace, you know. You'd grab what you could grab and go ahead, Dad, hit the gas, you know. And but he'd try to give you whiplash if he could. But my dad, man, he gave me that GTO, and I sold it. I bought a house not long ago. I sold it, But I had fun driving around in that thing. I think of my dad driving around in that GTO. He paid for it. He left it for me. He wanted me to have it. He wanted me to do whatever I wanted to do with it. Right. There are things that the Lord Jesus paid for that sometimes we as Christians live far below our privilege. Sometimes we live far below what he bought and what he paid for. So tonight we want to look briefly at the word, at some things that the Lord bought and paid for that should remind us that we have an inheritance on our Independence Day. As we celebrate this country's independence, we are to celebrate our own independence from the tyranny of the devil, from the hands of the devil. We ought to celebrate our own independence from the schemes of the devil, and thank God that Jesus died and paid the price. Galatians chapter 3, I just want to draw your attention to three verses. This is a powerful chapter talking about inheritance, what we've inherited as Christians. And essentially, verse 9, verse 14, verse 29 essentially say the same thing. They all tell us that we have an inheritance that Christ has paid for because of who we are in Christ. We have an inheritance that started with Abraham. And God gave it to Abraham. And through Abraham, then Israel inherited, through the Messiah, Israel inherited what Abraham had. And through Messiah, the body of Christ inherited it. And so these verses, 9 and then 14 and then 29, say the same thing. Let me read them. Verse 9, I'm reading out of New American Standard. I'm in Galatians chapter 3, and I'm about to read verse number 9. So then those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham, the believer. Then verse 14, in order that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham, everybody say the blessing of Abraham. The blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. In order that in Christ Jesus, how many of you are in Christ tonight? Oh, glory to God. In Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Are you reading what I'm reading? And then over Galatians 3 and 29, verse 29, and if you belong to Christ, how many of you belong to Christ? Uh-huh. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants. And what's the next word? Heirs. Do you know you're an heir tonight? You say, well, I don't know that I'm an heir. You say, my mom and daddy didn't have very much to leave me. I don't know that I'm an heir. You are an heir. You are an heir tonight. And you are Abraham's descendant according to a promise that God has made. If you are in Christ, you are an heir. And let me tell you this. You've got to find out what you have inherited. And the Bible said that Abraham's blessings have come on the Gentiles, has come on us non-Jews. So we've got to go and see, and we want to take a quick look tonight. Go with me to Genesis. Go with me to the book of Genesis, because we're going to look at Abraham's blessing. The Bible says Abraham's blessing has come on the Gentiles who are in Christ. Those Gentiles who are in Christ, that's all of us in the body of Christ. His blessing, the blessing that God put upon him, has come upon us. Now, Genesis, here we go, 15. Genesis 15. Genesis 15. In Genesis 15, you know, the Lord tells Abraham to leave his home, to leave his relatives, to leave his culture, and come to Ramah. No, that's not my Bible. That's my Bible right there. I'm sorry, my Bible. He told him, seemed like that. He told him to leave Ur of the Chaldeans. And he told him, he said, verse 1, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great. Yeah. And so the Lord took him aside, verse 5, and he took him outside and he said, now look toward the heavens and count the stars if you are able to count them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. Listen, first of all, Abraham, he left home with nothing but a promise. The reason that we are recipients of the blessing of Abraham, listen, the Bible says that God requires you and I to walk by faith, not by sight. Isn't that right? We walk by faith, not by sight. And Abraham had to walk by faith, not by sight. He left his home with nothing but a promise. Oh, he left home with nothing but a promise, but he knew that God was a promise keeper. How many of you got a promise tonight? The Bible said every promise in the book is mine. Amen. All the promises of God are yes and amen. You have a promise in the book tonight. Every promise in the book is yours. I wish I had an amen in here. I said, in God, he's a promise keeper. Aren't you glad about it? Aren't you glad about it? And God said, I'm going to be your reward. And, so obedience, his obedience and his faith. Listen, first he had to obey God, do what God told him. He had to act on what God said, of course. But walking in faith and clinging to the promises of God caused a great blessing to come to him. And listen, the first thing is God gave him righteousness on the basis of faith. Ooh, that big. I said, God made him righteous on the basis of faith. You can see that right here in verse 6. Verse 6 says, then he believed in the Lord and he reckoned it, meaning God, he reckoned it to him as righteousness. So Abraham's faith in God is what produced his righteousness with God. And our faith in God, in the finished work of Christ, in the finished work of what Christ has done for you and I, is what has produced his righteousness in us. We are the righteousness of God in Christ tonight, just like Father Abraham. I said, amen. I said, there used to be a song, Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons, anybody know what I'm talking about? Many sons had Father Abraham, and I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord, you know. But righteousness, God bestowed righteousness. Abraham walked by faith and God bestowed upon him righteousness. And aren't you glad tonight we have the righteousness of God in Christ? Hallelujah. And that's how we've been freed from the penalty of sin. Christ, his blood, the efficacy of his blood has made us righteous. And then the Lord also told him that this blessing, he told Abraham, this blessing that's on you is going to come upon Israel. And God told him, he said, I'm going to bless you in every area, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially. God said, I'm going to bless you, Abraham, in every area. And he said, I'm going to cause that blessing to come on Israel, and I'm going to cause that blessing to come on the body of Christ. And so when you look there in Genesis 15, let your eyes slip down to verse 12. Now, Genesis 15, 12. Now, when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham, and behold, terror and great darkness fell upon him. And God said to Abraham, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed 400 years. But I will also judge the nation whom they will serve, and afterward they will come out with many possessions. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? God's saying that he's giving Abraham a history lesson. He's telling Abraham things that were to come in the future. I said, the blessing of Abraham has come on you and I. And the Lord, if we'll trust him, he'll show us. He won't show us everything, because then we wouldn't have to walk by faith. But oftentimes the Lord will show us things to come. I like that scripture over in the Gospel of John 16, 13, and it says that he will disclose to us what is to come through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so the Lord said, you know, he said that last part, you know, that last part, he said, they will come out with many possessions. God said that. Isn't that interesting? He was saying about Israel, even though they were going to be enslaved for 400 years, he was saying, when I release them, the blessing that's on you, he said, I've blessed you, Abraham, and the blessings on you, I'm going to put on them. And I'm going to put that same blessing on these group of Gentiles, this mighty moving force out there in the future called the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to put that blessing on the ecclesia, on the called out ones, the same blessing that's on you, I'm going to put that blessing on them. And if they'll walk in faith, they'll walk in the same blessing that I'm putting on you. And he said, when they come out, he said, I'm going to bless them when they come out. You saw right there. He said, when they come out, they'll have many possessions. Keep your finger there. Go to Exodus 12, Exodus 12, 35, 36. So you don't think I'm making something up here. Exodus 12, 35, 36. The blessing of Abraham, the blessing of Abraham has come on the body of Christ. I said that if you're in the body of Christ, the blessing of Abraham is upon you. You may be like me. You may be going hungry in some area, and I no doubt we've all done this. The Lord's working on us all, right? But you may be going hungry in some area of your life, not knowing that it's already been paid for. You may be waiting on a turkey sandwich that already was paid for. Whatever turkey sandwich means to you. Exodus 12, 35. Now the sons of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, for they had requested from the Egyptians, listen now, articles of silver and articles of gold and clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they let them have their request. Thus they plundered the Egyptians.
And when you read the next line, now the sons of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, aside from children. Now, historians say, because they just counted the men, if you added in the women and the children, you're talking about 2.5 million people. And God blessed and promised, and he blessed every single one of them as they came out of Egypt. Is it just in my Bible, or did you just read that too? And we could go on, we don't have time tonight, but the Bible says when they came out, there wasn't a feeble one among them. They were blessed with health as they walked out of there. You and I as believers can't sit back and watch Abraham walk in the blessing, watch Israel walk in the blessing, and then see the inheritance has been bought and paid for you and I, and just sit there. It's been paid for. Somebody say hallelujah. It's been paid for. Go back to Genesis 15. And so so faith, because of his faith, he was awarded righteousness. Righteousness was bestowed upon him. And we have received Christ's righteousness tonight. Thank God. Thank God. But he was blessed financially as well. And the Lord blessed him. The Lord blessed him so much financially that the land couldn't hold him. And the Bible says that he and Lot in chapter 13, it says, go back to 13, for example, Genesis, we're in Genesis 13, and look at verse 2 through 6. We're talking about the blessing of Abraham. Now, Abraham was very rich in livestock and silver and in gold. Sometimes people say, well, he was just rich spiritually. Well, no, he was rich. God blessed him spiritually, but God blessed him financially. What are you saying? I'm saying God's trying to bless you financially. You can't get no amen teaching like that. Verse 2, we're in Genesis 13, 2. Now, Abram was very rich in livestock, silver, and gold. Why was he rich? Because the blessing of God was upon him. He didn't get rich in silver and gold and livestock because he was doing something on his own. God's blessing was on him. I said the same blessing is on you. I said, you have the right to claim prosperity on your job, to claim the Lord's blessings in your finances and in your future. And God's not wanting us to get out of balance, but He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be blessed to be a blessing. There should be no unmet need in the body of Christ. All the finances in the body of Christ, there shouldn't be any unmet need. God's trying to bless you. He's trying to get something to you. I said, amen. And so he was rich in silver and gold. And you look down at verse 5, 13, verse 5. Now Lot, who went with Abraham, also had flocks and herds and tents, and the land could not sustain them while dwelling together, for their possessions were so great they were not able to remain together. And so you can see there that his blessing, man, God made him righteous. Man, God blessed him financially. You know, God blessed him with longevity. Go back to Genesis 15. Genesis 15. And look at verse 15. As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace, and you will be buried at a good old age. God promised him longevity. He promised him length of days. And when you see the fulfillment of it, really, if you went to chapter 25 and verse 7, chapter 25, verse 7 says this, these are all the years of Abraham's life that he lived, 175 years. Abraham breathed his last and died at a ripe old age, an old man and satisfied with life. You can't get no amen teaching like that. I said longevity was a part of the blessing. The blessing that was on Abraham, longevity was a part of it. Psalm 91, verse 16, God says, with long life will I satisfy him. Longevity, that was a part of the blessing that was on Abraham. Look over at verse 17. Now when Abraham, I mean chapter 17, Genesis 17, verse 1. Now when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me, be blameless, and I will establish my covenant between me and you. And I will multiply you exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you. And you will be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham. For I have made you the father of many nations, and I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you. Kings will come forth from you, and I will establish my covenant. Well, the fact of the matter is, Abraham didn't even have one child. God's making him such an outlandish promise, and the man don't even have one heir. God's telling him, go look up at the sky and start counting the stars. They were too numerous to count. And God says, those are your descendants. Your descendants will be as numerous as the stars up there. God told him, look at the sand on the seashore. He couldn't count the sand. He said, your descendants will be as numerous as the sand on the seashore. And what Abraham was looking at, whether he knew it or not, he was looking through time. He was looking generationally into our time, into our realm, seeing part of the sand that God was telling him to count was the body of Christ. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's descendants and heirs according to the promise. You know, Genesis 3:29 that we read. And so when God was saying, these are your descendants will be as numerous as the stars of the sky, as numerous as the sand on the seashore, he was talking about you and I. And so you see, you're blessed. You're included in this. God grafted us in on this thing. And so that the blessing of Abraham could come upon us by faith. Why? Because of who we are in Christ. Glory be to God. Not because of anything we did, but because of who we are in him. And so God said, look, I'm going to change your name. And so the spirit of faith, the spirit of Abraham had that spirit of faith. And let me tell you, that spirit of faith has come now upon you and I. We don't have time, but over 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, read it when you get a chance. That same spirit of faith, David had it. You know, Abraham had it. That what's that spirit of faith? It's believing in the heart and speaking out of the mouth. You go over to Romans 4:18. The Bible says that Abraham called those things that be not as though they were. When God made a promise, he believed the promise and he spoke it. And God changed his name so he would speak God's promise every single day. Every time he spoke his name, his name was Abram. God changed it to Abraham. Abraham means father of many nations. When they said, what's your name is? He's father of many nations. Hey, what's your name? Father of many nations. You got any children? No. What's your name? Father of many nations. What's your name? Father of many nations. He spoke his name. He believed the promise that God made to him. And he spoke that promise again and then again. I wish I had an amen in here. You can't get no amen teaching this way. He spoke that promise again and then again and then again. What has the Lord promised you? You may be clinging to a promise tonight, or you may have let a promise go. You better pick that back up. But let me tell you this, the spirit of faith is not just believing in the heart, it's speaking with your mouth. And as Brother Hagin says, you have to do three times as much speaking as you do believing. Amen. Have faith in God. Whoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in that the things that he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Three times it says something about saying. One time it says something about believing. The spirit of faith is not just believing, it's believing and speaking. How did you get born again? Believing in the heart, speaking with the mouth. And so, through Abraham, that same blessing, that ability to speak faith-filled words from a promise of God and see things it come to pass, things created from nothing. You and I have inherited that. I said it's part of the blessing that's come upon us through our inheritance with our father Abraham. There are so many things that Abraham walked in, was blessed in, was that God did for him. And see, we have a better covenant established upon better promises. So we better be digging in the book to find out what did Abraham have, because we got something better than that. I said, I wish I had an amen. I said, we've got the good Holy Ghost down on the inside of us. We have a better covenant established upon better promises. And if Abraham had it that good, God wants you and I to have it even better. It's been bought for. It's been paid for. You can walk around hungry like I was doing in the year 2000. Or you can find out what's in your inheritance. We all must do that. And enact it by faith. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your goodness and grace in all of our lives. And for a few moments tonight, we've looked at Abraham and the blessing that you placed upon him. We saw in verse 9, we saw in verse 14, we saw in verse 29 of Galatians chapter 3 that the blessing of Abraham has now come upon us. It was bought and paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we want to receive everything that you paid for. So thank you for his blood. Thank you for the price that was paid. Thank you for all that you did for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. If I could have my prayer team come forward tonight. Hallelujah. You say, brother, do you realize what time it is? Don't remind a preacher about the time, because you'll be here another 20 minutes while the preacher trying to figure that out. You say, are you really going to let us out this early? Well, number one, you haven't gotten out yet. The preacher still got a microphone on. Be careful about that. And number two, yes, we're going to let you out. So I don't believe we had any visitors, first-time guests tonight. So stand up on your feet, lift one hand to the Lord. Father, thank you now as we prepare to go. We thank you for your goodness, your blessing. Thank you for all that you did for faithful Abraham. And thank you that through Christ, in Christ, because of Christ, the blessing of Abraham has come on us. Help us to learn what we inherited, Father. In Jesus' name, protect us as we go. Amen. Praise God. If you need prayer tonight, come on forward. You know how we do by now. And if not, you be blessed. Have a wonderful 4th of July. We love you. Be right here Sunday morning. Pastor be preaching a great word. God bless you.